Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let's close our eyes, and just as we're going to meditate upon His word, let His presence move among us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is alone is worthy to be all to all the glory and honor. He is exalted above all names. Hallelujah. There's only one name on earth, above the earth, under the earth, that is worthy to be praised this morning. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those who wait upon Him shall renew their strength, the word of God says. Hallelujah. 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 Just want to sing a small song. Hallelujah. And we can just get into the message. Hallelujah. Those who know the song, just sing along with me. Hallelujah. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord, as we wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, You reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, You won't grow weary. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, You won't grow weary. Father God, we pray, You are the everlasting God. Hallelujah. Those who wait upon You shall renew their strength. Lord, as we wait upon Your presence, O God, hallelujah, speak to us, Lord. I surrender myself at Your feet. Hallelujah. Humble myself at Your feet, O God. Speak through me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Today's title of the message is Commitment Without Compromise. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. The key verse is from 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. Hallelujah. What a fool you have been. From now on, you will be at war. Hallelujah. The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to focus on the fully committed heart. Hallelujah. That's the focus today. Hallelujah. This context of this chapter in 2 Chronicles, hallelujah, is about the kingdom of Judah. Hallelujah. So if you read 2 Chronicles chapter 16, the kingdom of Israel has been divided into northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The southern kingdom is called the kingdom of Judah, and it is ruled by King Asa, right? He's a descendant of King Solomon. He's an actual descendant of David, Solomon, and he's the son of King Rehoboam, and his son is King Asa, right? So he's ruling the southern kingdom of Judah, and Judah is comprised of only two tribes, that is the tribe of Judah and tribe of Benjamin. But the northern kingdom is all the other tribes, right? All the rest of the tribes is in the northern kingdom, and it is ruled by a king called Baasha, King Baasha. So on the 36th year of King Asa's reign, what happens is King Baasha, there's a fight between them. Hallelujah. So there's a conflict. There's always a conflict between the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. And the northern kingdom, King Baasha, invades Judah's border town called Ramah. So he comes and invades the border town called Ramah, and he prevents people from leaving in and out of the kingdom of Judah. So he basically creating a problem, a border problem, right? Border crisis. And King Asa, what he does is, he takes all the money from the temple, silver and gold from the temple of the Lord, and he makes a treaty with the kingdom of with the king of Aram. His name was King Ben-Hadad. So what he did is, he goes to king of Aram, which is actually the present day Syria, and he wants to make a treaty with him. Actually, King Ben-Hadad is in good terms with the kingdom of Israel. So he's already in good treaty. There's a treaty between the northern kingdom and the kingdom of Aram. So what King Asa does, he goes and gives money and he says, make a treaty with me so that I can stop this invasion. So what happens, King Ben-Hadad, he accepts the money and he fights with the, he breaks the treaty with the kingdom of Israel, and he attacks the northern kingdom's border towns. And then hearing this, King Baasha stops his invasion in the town of Ramah, and he retreats and he goes back to his place to fix, to take care of the problem in the northern cities. So in that way, King Asa stops a problem. So it looks very nice from his point of view. He has solved a big crisis, right? But at that time, there is a seer called Hanani, and he comes to meet King Asa. So he comes and he rebukes King Asa. He's saying, if you go to the next slide, it says, because you have put your trust in the king of Aram instead of in the Lord your God, you missed your chance to destroy the army of the king of Aram. So you see, whatever King Asa did was not the right way to do things, right? What he did is, instead of taking God's counsel, he took his own idea of solving a problem. So that's what Hanani comes to King Asa and says, you trusted in a human to solve your problem. You did not trust in the Lord your God. Don't you remember what happened to the Ethiopians and Libyans and their vast army with all their chariots and charioteers? At that time, you relied on the Lord. So there is a history behind this. If you go back, King Asa, when he faced a larger army from Ethiopia, there's a person called Zerah who comes with a 1 lakh army. He comes, 1 million people, he comes to attack the kingdom of Judah. And at that time, King Asa goes to God and pleads, begs God for help. And God comes and strengthens King Asa, and he defeats the Ethiopian and the Libyan army. And he has a testimony, right? He has learned a valuable lesson of trusting in the Lord. But when he comes to chapter 16, he completely forgets about it, and he goes with his own human ideas. So he condemns. So that's where this verse we just read from, that context. So the eyes of the Lord searches the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. So that's a lesson God is teaching King Asa. He said, you need to trust fully on me. Only those who trust in me will be strengthened, right? God will protect and heal them or take care of all their needs only if you trust in me. What a fool you have been. From now on, you'll be at war. So there is a condemnation. There is a rebuke from Hanani. You became a fool now by going after the king of Aram to solve your problem. So the eyes of the Lord, it's on the screen, the eyes of the Lord searches the whole world. The commitment. So fully commitment is what we are going to focus today. Committed heart. What is a fully committed heart? Commitment means adherence to something to which one is bound to. That means there is a commitment, means you are bound to something. You have made a pledge or a duty, right? You have a duty. When you go to school or you go to office, you have a commitment to that place, right? You are not going to school for breaking the chairs or tables, fight with your friends, or fight with your teachers. You're going to learn. There is a commitment you are doing, and there's a commitment to your parents. You commit to your parents that you will do what they ask you to do. There is a commitment to the society. When you go out, there's a commitment when you drive on the road to the law of the land. You can't drive wherever you go on the reverse, on the wrong side of the road, you can't drive. There is a commitment everybody has to make in their life. And above all things, there is a commitment to God, right? So there is a commitment means loyalty, allegiance, a devotion, a faithfulness, steadfastness, right? Your commitment has a lot of meaning in it. It's a big subject. But if you look at the life of King Asa, he was not like this before. As I just told you, when he started his kingdom, when he started his reign, Asa did what was pleasing and good in the sight of the Lord. He removed the foreign altars and the pagan shrines. He smashed the sacred pillars and cut down the Asherah poles. That's what you see over there. So his Asherah poles are like women, like obscene women, and they put it on different. It's like pillars across the land of Judah. It was the previous kings had built it, and so he came and destroyed all of that. And what he did is he commanded the people of Judah to seek the Lord, the Lord God of their ancestors, so that they could obey his laws and his commandments. So that's written in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, 2 to 4. So you see that he was committed in his early part of his reign. He wanted to please God. He wanted to do good to God. So he worshiped God. He built altars for God. He destroyed the pillars of the foreign gods. So he was committed in the beginning. So what happened? So what is the reason for Asa's failure? The first problem is he forgot who God is. He forgot that God is a faithful God. Hallelujah. He doesn't leave you, as you sang this in the beginning, he's a God who is with you at all times. Hallelujah. King Asa, when he started to reign, after he started doing good things, after he started pleasing God, he had a long period of peacefulness in his kingdom, right? He was very peaceful. And so, during the time of peace, he completely became complacent. That happens in human, it's a normal problem with human beings. When you are comfortable, you tend to be relaxed, right? You forget what your original idea was, original plan was. So he forgot who God was. He forgot God is a faithful God. Hallelujah. If you are committed to him, he is committed to you, right? So he did not seek God's will. He trusted his own wisdom. He ignored God's instructions. He ignored his covenant. He had a covenant he made with the people, along with the people of Judah. He made a covenant with God. He said, I will worship you alone. I will only bow before you. So he made a lot of commitments. But he ignored all of that and he went to a human for a solution. So what happened is after that, he did not repent. When Hanani came, humans make mistakes. So when he made a mistake, Hanani came and rebuked him. He said, you made a mistake. He had a chance to repent, but he did not even repent. If you read, I'll talk to you later on that what he did after that. So he could not commit to God wholeheartedly as his forefathers promised. Hallelujah. As Joshua, if you go to Joshua chapter 24, I don't want you to go there. 14 to 24, before Joshua died, he asked the people of Israel, he said, will you serve God alone? Will you go after the pagan? Remember what God did to you from Egypt. Where did he bring you from? So he asked them, do you remember all those things? Will you forget him and go after the things of this of the other kingdom? Will you be attracted to other kingdom? And all the people, they said, we will serve God alone. So from generations, the kingdom of Israel was supposed to be holding on, committed to the only true God of Israel, but they failed. And then one by one, as they followed, you see what happened to their lives. So they started disobeying and they end up in failure. So even now, you see the problems that is happening in Gaza and in Israel. We heard a news yesterday that they rescued some prisoners, the kidnapped Israelites. So the army rescued them. They have problems. They couldn't have peace in their kingdom. Why? Because they forget who their God is. Hallelujah. They are still in strife with their neighbors. That's what King Asa, Hanani told them, you fool, what a fool you have been. From now on, you will be at war. So that's why the kingdom of Israel, or the current Israel, is always at war, is because they forgot God's covenant. Hallelujah. So the importance of loyalty. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3, if you go to the next slide. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 to 8, it talks about the importance of loyalty. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with God and people. So what happens if you are a committed person to God? You have favor with God and with people. You will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. So this is a promise God has given us. Hallelujah. If you are committed to God, all these promises are for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many times we forget that there is a responsibility at our end. Right? We have to be committed to God. Even if everything, the human people, you know, you might be committed to the work you do, you might be committed to the to your school, everything. The school one day will shut down and go away, right? The government might one day, you know, what happened in India, you see suddenly the rules have changed suddenly, right? So nothing is unstable in this world, you know, guarantee, they said. So one guy said, there is a guarantee, but what happened? There is no guarantee anymore, right? The only person who can give you guarantee is our Lord God. Hallelujah. He will never fail you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read. Let's go to Lamentations chapter 3. Chapter 3 verse 22 onwards. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Every morning there's a new mercies that God gives us. Hallelujah. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who depend on Him, to those who search for Him. So it is good to wait quietly for the salvation from the Lord. And it is good for people to submit at an early age to the yoke of His discipline. So what it says, at an young age, start learning to submit to God. Hallelujah. Young people, this is why the message is for you. At an young age, if you submit to God at a young age, God will direct your path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I still remember when I went to college, left my home, and first time going to college in India, right? So one of the things is make friendship with the wrong company, right? That's one of the instructions your parents tell you. Be careful who you choose as your friend. So you tend to so your parents say, attend the prayer meetings, go and have fellowship with people who are fellow Christians, right? So you do that. And first time you won't like it, because your friend, not the friends over there, the not Christians are not as fun as the people of this world. The people of this world are more fun to go along than the people of the Christians. They are always focused, right? So it's difficult, but you obey your parents. You commit to your instructions of your parents. Hallelujah. All right? When I went to U.S., my father used to, my mom used to, even before that, I would say, whenever we have some kind of event from the office or to go to, you know, during the weekend, you know, we have some retreats or things like that. Always my parents will say, don't miss the Sunday worship, right? So no matter what happens, you have to go to church, right? So don't plan to go for vacation or anything on Sunday. So this is something from a childhood, you know, my parents have been telling me. So when I went to U.S., I don't know any church over there, because most of them are, you know, Sunday is the time to drink, right? So all of them are drunk and they're sleeping. So Sunday morning, I have to walk alone and go and find a place to worship. And so I used to walk and go. At that time, you didn't have car and anything. You go to the church that is nearby. You find a church that is worshiping in truth and in spirit. You find a church that is Pentecostal, and you walk. It made me 10, 50, 30 minutes of walk. You walk and go. I thank God for the international students who are here, who have come, who commit their lives to God, and they, even though they're far away from home, they come here every Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will recognize, God will bless you for the commitment you are doing. Hallelujah. That is a commitment you have taken. Hallelujah. So every commitment you do, away from your parents, away from, even with parents or away from parents, the life of commitment, if you show, God will bless you. Hallelujah. 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 God is a God of restoration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, I don't want to take too much time, but Jeremiah chapter 32, it's not there in this in the slide. Jeremiah chapter 32. So Jeremiah is asking God, one day God asked Jeremiah to go and buy a plot of land. And Jeremiah is confused because God is telling him the king Nebuchadnezzar is going to attack. They're already under siege. But at that time, and he's in prison. And Jeremiah is in prison because he was telling Babylonians are going to attack you. But the king of Israel, you know, Judah, the king of Israel, he's telling, I won't believe you. Go and don't give me bad news. So he puts him in the jail. And at that time, the word of the Lord comes to Jeremiah and says, go and buy a plot of land. So he's in the prison. He's buying a plot of land. And God is teaching him a lesson that even though I am allowing King Nebuchadnezzar to come and invade Israel, I am a faithful God. Hallelujah. The promise I gave to your forefathers, I will not break it. So I will restore you guys. I will bring you back to this land. That's why I made you buy a plot of land, because the example is one day you will return. So that's happened in the history of Israel. Israel were scattered across the world. But in 1948, they came back and they got restoration. Hallelujah. So our God, in history, we see our God is a God of faithfulness. So we need to show the similar commitment to God. Hallelujah. The greatest example of commitment is our Lord Jesus himself. His life is an example of commitment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2, if you go on reading, the Bible says, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God. So here's a key word, obedience to God, and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So what does this verse say? The verse clearly says, just Jesus committed to his call. When he came down on this earth in a human form, he made sure that whatever commitment that he gave to his Father, he fulfilled on this earth. And he was ready to go to the cross. And when he did that, what did God do? He fulfilled his commitment to his Son. He did not allow his Son to die on the grave. He rose him up in the third day. Hallelujah. He elevated him to a place of highest honor and gave him a name above all other names. That is the promise. That is the God we serve. Hallelujah. He is a God who lifts us up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a God. If you commit to him, he will bless you. He will lift you up. Hallelujah. But the fully committed heart is not a heart that compromises, just like King Asa did. King Asa, even though he was committed in the beginning, later on he started falling away. We should be very careful. This is the reason, this is the condition of a heart. So the story of King Asa, why I shared that, is to tell you the true condition of every human beings. At all the young people, I'm telling you, at a young age, you think that you know a lot of things, right? You're learning a lot of things. And you don't want to submit, because it's natural for human spirit to be rebellious. So there is a rebellious spirit in each one of you. You need to accept that. You need to accept that you are sinful. That is one of the biggest problems with young people, is they think, I'm perfect. I don't have a problem, right? So we think that we know everything, right? I know everybody's staring at me, right? We think that we know everything, but we don't know nothing. There is God. That's why we need to submit ourselves to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The moment we think that we are in control, we start failing. It is the beginning of your failure. Hallelujah. So the heart is the biggest problem in every human being, right? The heart. What is the condition of your heart? So Jesus came to this earth is to solve the problem. Pastor gave this morning a chapter in Ezekiel chapter 36. He talked about verse 25 to 26. Can you put that on the screen? Ezekiel chapter 36, 25 to 27. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. Your filth will be washed away, and you will no longer worship idols. And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. And I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulation. This was the problem the Old Testament people had. They couldn't have a submit. Even King David failed. Why they failed? Because their heart was not renewed. That's why Jesus came to solve the ultimate problem. He died on the cross so that we can become like him. Hallelujah. So that we can be born again. Only through born again, Jesus, as in the morning we heard, only if you are born again in the water and spirit, you can enter the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So young people, take this opportunity as you listen to the word of God. Obey, follow Christ's example. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is our greatest example. You need to obey what he has commanded. Every word that Jesus has said, you need to follow. There's no greater example than Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's follow. I want to encourage you this Sunday morning is to follow the words of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let us be committed to Jesus and his instructions. Hallelujah. Only for those who are committed to his teachings. Commitment means you need to be loyal to him. Hallelujah. You don't have any compromising in your heart. How can you be loyal? When your heart is filled with the Spirit of God. Only a renewed heart can be obedient to God. Hallelujah. That's why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to be born again. How do you be born again? You believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When you believe in Jesus Christ, that he died for me, that I need a heart that needs to be renewed. When you make that, confess your mouth and open your mouth and say, I need Jesus. I accept Jesus as my Savior. And you will be transformed. Your heart will be renewed, and then your heart will be ready to obey God. Hallelujah. Without repentance, you can never see God. Hallelujah. You have to be repentant. Hallelujah. You need to accept that you are a sinful person. You need Jesus in your life. Hallelujah. Without Jesus, you can never survive in this world. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to God. Hallelujah. It's not just coming to Sunday and leaving. Hallelujah. It's not just playing some music, listening to songs. It's not good enough. You need a heart that is humble and contrite in heart. That's what Bible says. Blessed are the meek, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Is your heart ready to accept Jesus as your Savior? I ask you to accept Jesus as your Savior. Then you're going to start seeing changes in your life. Then you're going to see victory in your life. Hallelujah. Without Jesus, you can never have victory. Hallelujah. You will be rebellious. You'll be hating yourself. Hallelujah. Whatever be the situation will come. You will be loyal to God and God will rescue you. Hallelujah. So let me finish up with the final chapter of Psalms 37, 23 to 25. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. Hallelujah. He delights in every detail of their lives. Do you believe that? The Lord directs the steps of the godly. Hallelujah. If you are if you are a spirit-filled Christian, Bible promises that he will guide your every step of your life. Hallelujah. And he enjoys every detail of your life. Hallelujah. And though they stumble, because sometimes you do fall, you are still fighting against flesh. And they will, even though they stumble, they will never fail, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Hallelujah. How good it to be in the arms of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Better to be in the hands of the Lord than to be in the hands of the enemy. Proverbs says, I know there's a quiz competition coming. Let's see how many of you have read Proverbs, because I'm quoting a lot of verses from Proverbs. Hallelujah. So the preparation has started. So you also need to be ready for those questions. Hallelujah. So Psalms 37. Once I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the godly abandoned or the children begging for bread. Hallelujah. We think that we need to learn a lot of things. There is so much degrees I have to take. I have to pass a lot of exams to be successful in life. You don't need to do all those things. I am saying, if you give importance to God first, rest all will be taken care of. Hallelujah. How many degrees you take, it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. If you have a committed heart, God will bless you. Hallelujah. He will direct your path. Hallelujah. If you are committed to God, He is committed to you, and He will never abandon you. And Bible says He will bless you. The psalmist says, I have been young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the godly forsaken or their children begging for bread. Hallelujah. 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 Let me finish with last verse. It's not there. Can you just put Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31, and we'll end this message. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 and 31 onwards. Hallelujah. Have you ever never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of His understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless us with these words. Hallelujah. Please come on the stage and I'll tell you memory verse. Hallelujah.